But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, although we're not starting with the Wings, we are going to get to them today. Kenny, at what points does it go from a new coach bump to like new coach eruption or some form of like replacement surgery or penile enhancement? I mean, what on earth?
Eruption is a great word.
It's a new coach eruption, 7 in a row. What on earth? We're going to get there because Rico and I have questions.
3 minutes in. Did not have that on the bingo card.
That's what we're here to do, Rico. Surprising moments. We're going to get to it. I promise. Because I want to know who I get to blame. And I can't decide. But it's awesome what the Wings are doing. And certainly the Pistons are relevant. But let's start. Wild card weekend, Rico. How do I do this? I can't arrive like where the morning show does, where it's just like that they should put down rubber sheets. And
hey, the Lions won again. They didn't play. I know, but they won.
Right. But my point is, if you were rooting for optimal outcomes, not that there are free rides. I don't believe in that. The optimal outcome is bring us the rookie quarterback. Now, that was good. I think it has more to do with I didn't want to play the Rams or Vikings. I just didn't. No, I didn't want to. Your microphone needs to be on to speak.
I get the Rams. Not the Vikings?
Just because it's in division and they played so poorly against you 2 weeks ago. Kind of a bounce back thing. Look, it's also, I don't want to play a team a third time. The point is we don't have to worry about it. So you get the rookie quarterback. I also thought, you know what? Predictably, you and I talked about this. Eagles looked rusty. It's almost like if your quarterback doesn't play for a month, your passing game might not be sharp. Mm-hmm. So the whole weekend, and by the way, not that you're like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Fans do root for injuries. Like, I know that the PC police will be out there, be like, oh my God, you can't say that. I just did, okay? If every Eagle's head could fall off, I would root for it. Mm-hmm. But the point is, oh my God, yeah, my heart bleeds. No, I don't want grown-ass men to lose their career, but I do want the Lions to win a Super Bowl. N'Kobe Dean is out for the year. Mm-hmm. Which I know hurt you because you loved him.
I did.
And I don't know why teams passed on him, but he's a star with the Eagles. He blew out a tendon. No one knows which one. Yeah. I just know it'll keep him from playing against you in 2 weeks. So look.
Yeah, he's captain of the defense. Like, wait, but nobody liked him.
No. Bottom line, I think everything you could have asked for as a Lions fan took place. Now, here's the question. I don't do, like, I got upset with Cookies on the podcast. I don't do this double-digit disco crap. winning in the playoffs is hard. This is a really difficult thing to do. You know what your job is? Win. 1-0 each week. You got 3 games left in your season. Win. I don't care. It could be by one. What I'm not going to do is call for blowout victories and nonsense. But my question was this. This is a rookie quarterback, or is it? Mm-hmm. Because what Jaden Daniels is doing is not what rookie QBs do. Now, I'm not going to. Here's my point to you, Rico. Look, only 4 rookies have won road playoff games. Okay. Now he's going to go in the divisional round. He's got to come here. Is he the outlier in this where it shouldn't just be viewed as an auto W? Because he breaks defenses. And I know I don't have a lot of respect for Todd Bowles, who I swear is a wax figurine, but He breaks the best made plans. We're going to spy you. No, you're not. We're going to play zone. I'm going to thread the needle. We're going to go man. I'm out the back door.
We're going to double spy you.
Oh, last night when they dropped eight?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I hate spying quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But what is your take on it? Did it seemed like it came up aces for the Lions here. I feel good going into this week.
It did, but I don't think that people, the double-digit discount, disco, no. I don't think the Lions fans should be as overly confident as they are. Because, yes, well, he's a rookie quarterback. And we're going to hear that for the next 5 days. We're going up against a rookie quarterback. Okay, guys. That just tells me you haven't taken a look at what this guy has done. He's actually beat the team that you're, air quote, afraid of, the Eagles. He's done that. Last second stuff, no problem to him. Just when you think you have him down, he'll scramble. The Bucs thought they had him a couple times. He found a way out of it, extended a play, or just picked up a first down. He is different. And we talked about it. It reminds me, in order for the Commanders, and look, I think the Lions will win the game, but...
Oh, you say that for the people in the back before Ticketex explodes with, Rico hates us!
I think the Lions will win the game, but I can't jump aboard this whole, well, he's a rookie quarterback and it's going to be so easy, and look what Vegas has to say. No,
so you don't want to put on a sequin shirt and look like a bleep hole?
No.
Okay,
I do not. I do not, because you know what he is? He basically, he's a rookie, but he's not. He plays, as you said, well above his game. It's almost like the Lions this year, how they were any given Sunday proof. They should have lost a lot of games, and it made no sense, but they just kept winning. No defensive players? Don't worry about it. Quarterback throws five picks? Don't worry about it. They kept finding ways to win. Daniels finds ways to win. Now, there is a way that he could walk in here. He would have to come in here and rush, in my opinion, for over 80 yards and throw for over 200 yards and just give the Lions fits. The Lions defense, let's face it, it's not great, okay? Your job is to maintain and corral him. You shut him down, you shut that team down. But then once you get him down, it's like a cockroach. You got to kill it. Can't just let it go because he'll scamper away and come back to bite you. I look at this team. I look at what Jaden Daniels is. He's Lamar Light. He's very Lamar Jackson-esque. And Lamar Jackson is probably the one quarterback that I don't think this team wants to face.
It's interesting because the Commanders are almost like government cheese version of the Lions.
Yeah.
They go for it on fourth down.
That was about, yes.
Their offense has these moments. You can't stop it. I mean, if you throw the ball up to McLaurin, he's going to come down with it. But the Lions are just a better version, a more built version. Look, to me, the Lions are winning. But what I'm not going to do is... Lions 50, Commanders 2. I can't do that. Jesus, let's have a little respect.
I mean, in this game, Mike, I mean, we could honestly set the prop bet casino over under 3.5 total punts in the game. Why? Because much like the Lions and how we love the grit and Dan Campbell and Dan Gamble, he goes for it. What do you think the Commanders are going to do? They play four down football.
They know they can't kick a field goal. And the over-under in the game, by the way, if you care about stuff like this, you'd think this is Texas Tech versus Colorado, 56.5. So, look, I think the Lions should be able to move the football. I think the Lions' offense, it's kind of a non-negotiable. I don't know that anyone will shut them down except for themselves.
Correct.
With mistakes. Defensively, we've put it in Aaron Glenn's hands. How do you come up with a plan for Jaden Daniels? I'm sure they're at the facility all week to figure it out. I don't have a great answer, right? No. You and I just said this. Spy him? No. Blitz him, I think.
You better get home if you do.
Well, listen, if you maintain your rush lane integrity and you don't run by the guy, yes, you can't just sit back. So I'm going to be interested to see what Glenn does. But look, this, of all the teams, this is who you wanted in the NFC. So you got it. And I do believe you're going to win the game. What I wanted to start the week with is, look, I've seen this play out before. I think Rico has a point. I've watched a young Michael Vick go on the road to Green Bay or go to Philly, and just he's the best player on the field. Mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick, his first debut in the playoffs, go to Green Bay, rush for 140 yards, best player on the field. The only pathway, the Doctor Strange pathway, if you will be nervous Sunday, if you're going to be nervous, is that. Jaden Daniels is going to have to be the unicorn. He's going to be the best player on the field and break you. Now, is that going to happen? I don't think so. Not enough. I think there'll be moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to think the Lions will win this game, and no, you won't be bleeping yourself with about 2.5 minutes to go. Because, look, the only way the Commanders can win, control TOP, you know, are they going to be able to keep the Lions off the field? You can't kick field goals. And look, no disrespect to our friends down in Disneyland or whatever the hell Tampa is with their stupid pirate ship. Ford Field ain't that.
No.
Ford Field is a whole different animal. So, yeah, that's great that Jaden walked into, you know, Epcot Center. That's not what we're bringing. Lions fans are going to bring the heat on Saturday night.
Well, here's the thing, too. And, you know, Lions fans are thinking, looking at, oh, look at the Minnesota game and the defense is back. You force Minnesota to play a game that they are not comfortable playing, that they're not used to playing. Minnesota's going for it instead of kicking field goals because they're trying to match the Lions points for points. That's what the Commanders do.
Yeah.
They go for it all the time. It's
a year from now, I'd be afraid of the Commanders. Now, no. Next year, no, I think there'll be a distinct problem, which is such a great thing that the Giants won enough games not to take Jaden Daniels. What a blessing.
That's okay. You got a quarterback this year.
Uh-huh. But I'd love to hear from the people on this. Look, this happened the way I think you would have wished for it to happen.
On Friday, a lot of people said that the Commanders were number one on their list of teams that they wanted to play. I had them at number three because I thought you wanted the Vikings back. The blood was still fresh. The wounds hadn't healed. Stitches were still there.
I'm glad this didn't happen because I didn't want to have to fight you all week. I couldn't disagree more. But guess what? It doesn't matter. No. Because now they have to go to Philly and deal with those animals.
Green Bay's had crutches.
Our Eagle fans, this is what I mean. Everything wrong with humanity. Everything wrong with NFL. Packers-Eagles. Pretty nondescript game. Videos of an Eagle fan husband berating his Packer fan wife. Fans attacking Packer fans. What are we doing here? This is why nobody likes them. They're animals.
Yeah, the fan who attacked the other guy's wife was so defiant. Like, what do you mean I can't call her that? She is that. Like, wow. He's just, what are you going to fight about it? Wow.
I hate
We that. Are tripling down yeah, yeah. on this.
He's the
and
kid.
And then he's an old guy. Like, I'm quite sure he could probably take you out with one punch, but nah, Philly.
Right. I can't with that fan base. Look, you guys tell me where you're at. I think it's good vibes this week. I think, obviously, it's fun to talk about the game a little bit, break it down. Is there one way out for the opponent to get you? Yeah. But to me, as long as the Lions play their B-plus game, they should be fine. Now, whether that covers 8-9 points, that's not the conversation. Do you win? It's just go 1-0, man. Win the game. And this is the beauty of being the one seed. You've earned this. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody bleep talk you and say that you haven't earned playing the easiest team. No, it's exactly what you did over the last 18 weeks.
Yeah,
just like the Chiefs. I hate their guts, but they deserve to play the Texans. Why? Because somehow, whatever blood oath Mahomes has with Satan, they won every game. Mm-hmm. But no, vibes are good, man. And the pathway is there. Now, you don't even have to watch tonight.
No.
It's perfect. Plus, I love the Saturday night time slot.
I do too.
I love it. I don't know why. I dig it. I don't want it. I don't want to have to wait till Sunday. I'm waiting all day for Saturday night and play the damn game.
Just want Tom Brady in town.
No.
The dignitary. Brady's going to be, Magic's going to be here. They're all going to be here for this game.
Hey, you can keep Magic. Have Magic write a check once in a while, will you please? You're tired of seeing him up on TV and you don't get any of his money. Listen, the Brady thing has to stop. I need Brady to walk away at the end of this offseason. I need him to go run the Raiders.
I think he is. Awful. He's more heavily invested in the Raiders. I don't think that this broadcasting thing is going to be much longer. He's going to do it as long as the NFL is going to pay him, as long as the networks are going to pay him, but I don't think this is his passion.
This are you crazy, really?
Yeah. This
Neither was his marriage.
This is just
so
pizza money for
go.
Him.
Here we go. Let's get to it. I don't like him.
This is, okay. Be curious.
That roast was amazing, by the way. If you haven't watched the Brady roast, incredible. If you want to see Tom Brady almost puke on himself, watch that roast. Holy mercy. My God. Go ahead. Sorry. Hey, have you ever thought about a career doing this?
No.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Wow, we're doing Sounders congratulating the team? Good heavens.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. David, Ticket Text, as we get started today, yes, we're going to get to the Wings. Yes, we are going to get to Wild Card Weekend, but wanted to at least start the week. Lord knows, we're going to finish the week exclusively Lions. This worked out pretty well. Commanders, there are no freebies in the playoffs. If you want to call up and get validation on fantasies that there are freebies, call a different show. I just don't believe in it in the playoffs. Everybody can beat everybody. Is it likely? No. I think the Lions are going to win. But I'm not going to do this, you know, we're not going to dress Rico up in sequins and sunglasses and call it the big wiener disco. We're not doing it. Wow. I mean, it's the truth. We're not doing it. Because unlike other people at this place, we've seen our teams win Super Bowls, and it's really difficult to do. So I'm going to have some respect for the process. Let's just go 1-0. Win the damn game. David, Ticket Text.
I've got good vibes. Detroit just needs to play their normal game, run, win third downs, and score early and often. Daniels, though, is a huge concern if he's allowed to run.
Here, let me ask you a question, David, because I know Rico and I took up all the oxygen. Do you still consider him a rookie at this point in the year?
No, it's January 13th. The game will be on January 18th. He's not a rookie anymore. He's played every game so far. Not a rookie.
He does seem unflappable. Although I do think, look, Saturday night, where the hangover day is built in for Lion fans, whoa, buddy. If any crowd is going to shake this kid, it's this one. But Rico said it. This kid's been money in clutch downs, late game. I don't know, man.
He stopped being a rookie for me when he came back and he beat the Eagles. I was like, okay, you know what? That was impressive. That's when I'm like, he may have put the league on notice. I'm going to be here for a while, and I can do special things. Don't give me the ball with 4 minutes left in the game because you're never going to get it back. Either I'm going to score a touchdown or we're going to kick the game-winning walk-off field goal. And that's exactly what they did last night. He had the ball for like almost damn near 6 minutes. Bucks. Yeah, they lose it, and yeah, you're not going to get it back. And it looks like a couple plays they have him, and it just didn't work out. He was just too elusive. That's the thing, is he's just – he reminds me a lot of Lamar, where – and that with the Lions' defense and the over-aggression that they show, man, you better tackle him. You do. If he escapes the pocket, I'm looking at about 20 yards of pick, and he's fast too, so he's going to outrun most of your defenders. So – that's the other thing. It's not like, oh, he's Sam Darnold where he escapes the pocket and runs for a couple yards. He's Brock Purdy. He escapes the pocket and runs for 8 or 9 yards. He escapes that pocket, he may take it to the house.
Or Anzalone breaks him in half. I mean, there is that option.
Yeah, that's true, too.
David, go ahead.
Derek in the car says, let's be honest, between the Lions and Commanders, it's 1st-24. The Lions control the time of possession will be just fine.
I think it's similar to Bills Broncos. The Bills' game plan was, we don't want to deal with the Broncos. We want to keep them off the field. 2-1 TOP, run the football, let's get this thing done, force them to be one-dimensional, and away you go. And again, you're good enough to execute that game plan. I thought it was, do we have the Campbell audio on David Montgomery? Or do you just want to read the quote? I thought that was interesting, because this would be a Montgomery game if he's healthy. I didn't know what to make of what Campbell said, where he said, well, there's a role for him. Am I to take that he's limited?
It's what it sounds like. Dan Campbell says there'll be a place for him in this game, so it's good to get him back.
This would be a Monty 20-carry special if he were right. Because the physicality, move the chains, burn another 2-3 minutes. Look, that's the other thing. That is Washington's game plan. They want to hold the ball. I think the best thing you can do is get them in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you build in rust? Could you say, let me see it. I think Campbell's as good of a coach as there is in the league. I've got infinite trust in this offense.
I think the rust may come in the first or second series because you sat around for 14 days. But other than 13 days,
trick
but other
play,
than that.
Touchdown Glasgow.
But no, but that's just it. Both teams, where the Lions are going to go four downs and run trick plays, they're just going to go four downs. And their trick play is
we're
going to run the option. And we're going to play three car Monty. Who has the ball right
I can't
now?
Wait to see Glenn's game plan. Because there's only one place to go from perfection, which is downhill. Like what he did against the Vikings was perfect against that soulless ginger goofball.
This is why you wanted him back.
God, I want Minnesota to lose tonight so bad.
Really?
And then I want Darnold homeless. Nobody pays him. He's got to go to Canada. He's playing for the Ottawa Red Blacks.
You know how this is setting up, don't you, David?
That Darnold's going to go nuts, drop his nuts, score 40, get paid $200 million.
And the team that pays him.
The Giants. Oh, I know. My football real life is wonderful. My football life is a hellscape.
I haven't bought a jersey in a long time.
You will. I would buy it for you.
I would get that jersey.
I would buy it for
football
you.
Friday, every Friday, would be me in a giant Sam Darnold jersey. That's I may get great. To the white jersey and the blue jersey.
You got to color your hair red, though.
You know
every
what?
Friday. Every Friday, you have to color your hair red.
You got to basically, do they make a Just for Men where you can become a ginger? Do they got a ginger kit?
I'm sure. We can figure it out.
I'm not trying to look like my cousin.
Benito?
No, Dexter.
So much to learn about Rico.
Yes, it is.
All right.
He's a ginger.
Yeah. Let me go to Morris, 97.1. Morris, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show.
Thanks. Morris. What's on your mind, buddy?
Best case scenario yesterday, by far. Washington coming in, got no chance. Defense is very average against the run. I mean, who do you fear on Washington besides a running quarterback?
No, it's not fear. I don't fear. I just have respect for opponents. But no, I don't fear them.
Yeah, well, we could respect them, but he's not going to hit the lotto twice. They're on their seventh kicker that hit the pole with 20 yards out. Come on, man. This was by far the best case scenario. LA is going to win tonight. Then they're going to go into Philly. It's going to be 20 below. They'll lose to Philly. And we're playing Philly to get to the Super Bowl next week.
Yeah, that's plausible to me.
So, you see no way how he can come out here and defeat this team?
No chance. No chance. He's coming into the den, right? You can do whatever you want to do as a rookie, but it's going to be loud. Right, and I think we're in good shape. They're not gonna stop our running game. Our running game's gonna smash them.
Okay, all right, good talk. 248-539-9797. No. I think they're winning the game, but I do too. I don't use the words no chance. I'm never comfortable with it. And I've seen too many one seeds get dumped off the bye week and come out and look lost. I've watched too much football.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that I just try to. I just want to win the Super Bowl. I don't want to do this no chance crap. Yes, I think it's the best case scenario. That is reflected by a point spread that's the better part of 9 points.
There were two teams I thought you had no chance. This isn't one of them. The Packers are done.
Okay, now that one, I know we don't do Green Bay radio. I'll have this for you in my wild card blitz. Talk about all-time fraudulence. The Packers, if you look at their losses, it's basically any good team they played. Hi, I'm Indiana. I mean, you may as well have Kurt Cignetti coach the Pack.
I thought you were going to say, hi, I'm Penn State.
You could be the same. What are you doing throwing the ball on your own 15 with 47 seconds to go and Stevie Wonder's your quarterback? Why do people think Drew Aller's good? They had the game won with him being bad. They had the game wrapped up. I can't. James Franklin, man. He is the Key and Peele sketch.
All I know is when I saw that interception, I was just like, lunch is going to taste so good.
I know. No. You know where it was? It was when Penn State's DB fell down, allowing Notre Dame to complete a forward pass.
Not just him falling down, but then the safety decided, I'm just going to slide here. I'm going to sit right here and watch the sun.
Yeah, he did the cha-cha slide.
Are you not going to get up, son?
No. And what kills me, and you know it, you watch the game. Penn State, the game won. They were destroying Notre Dame at the line of scrimmage.
But Notre Dame could not score or even, when they had to punt the ball late, I'm like, and you've just lost the game.
Exactly. Listen.
Because I thought James Franklin was an idiot. Like, you're going to have to call timeout.
You're going to have to coach Caller Rob, though.
tell him to save his money.
They ain't beating the Buckeyes. I don't want to see Rob put that HELOC on his house to do the luxury trip. You may as well stay home and cry on your pizza.
Rob, you may want to go to that game.
Are we going head-to-head again? Do you want to upgrade from lunch to dinner?
No.
They are not beating Ohio State. Now, they may cover. They shouldn't beat Ohio State.
They shouldn't beat Ohio State.
Oh, it's going to be Ryan Day and his ruler, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. It's a big game, and we all know when that happens, Ryan Day gets very close to the vest. Collar gets tight.
All right. Well, that segues.
That team should not have lost a game this year. No. But somehow or another, you played down to Texas.
All right, we're going to get to the people. I got a wild card blitz. I've got a question about every single game played this weekend. And we're going to go around the room. Fast paced, though. We're not going to have time to dawdle around. Triple word score. Let's get to the people, knock out a couple of ticket techs. And I do want to get to the Red Wings today because it is a story worth discussing. Kenny, you can't make that hand motion on camera. It just cannot happen. Let's go to Q, 97.1. Q, what's going on, man?
How you guys doing? Happy New Year. I ain't speak to you guys all year.
Happy New Year, Q. What's up?
So, look, I got the Lions, of course, but it's not going to be easy by far. But it gave us that experience to learn how to handle a running quarterback. We don't know if Lamar going to make it, but I got the Ravens and the Lions in the Super Bowl. So why not start off right now out the gate against a running quarterback to see how we can do against them. Now, hopefully we can prevail and win that game and figure out something to try to stop a running quarterback. And I know Lamar and Daniels is two different levels, but why not learn how to, you know, at least contain a running quarterback so we can have an idea of, you know, knowing what we're going to face in the Super Bowl. So I think it was God that gave us this opportunity to face a rookie quarterback. But it's going to be interesting to see how they, you know, check them.
I'm going to let David weigh in on the God portion here. I'm not qualified. David, did Jesus have a light weekend?
I don't think he cares about
the football.
Oh, okay.
No, see, I just thought, you know what? He was happy. Notre Dame won.
Oh,
sure.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus was giving BOGOs out. I got it.
No, Q. Football guys, Mike.
I hear you, Q. Okay, now it makes more sense. And I tell you, that is the game this weekend. Q referred to it with his Lamar Jackson thing. That's the game. If I had to get rid of every other football game this weekend, just give me Ravens and Bills. Lamar is going to write his story one way or the other. If he goes up there and loses to the Bills, oh, my Lanta.
Well, I think both quarterbacks, this is kind of your legacy right here. Josh Allen, can you make it to the Super Bowl?
But the difference is Josh Allen is viewed as he doesn't have help. They did everything
MVP
for Lamar.
Candidate.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, Lamar's going to win his, 50th MVP.
Well, I'm saying this game is who's the real MVP? Who's at the end? Who's going to be left? And here's the beauty of it. This is another reason why I'm glad the Lions are playing Saturday night. I can watch this game. Don't have to worry about, you know what? I got to see what's going on with the Lions. Their game's already over. Now I can watch this.
Lamar better win that game.
I think he's on a different level.
Lamar?
Yeah.
He better win that game. That's all. No one here cares. I'm just saying he's an NFL football fan. I don't want to be mean to Lamar. If he loses that game, I have to call him Dexter Manley forever. It will mean he literally can't read a defense.
He's going
to
run down the field 60 yards. And if you zoom in closely on the soles of his shoes, it's going to be FU and Mike.
All I've done is compliment him. But look, you ain't playing a Rudy Poo Steelers
Mike.
This week.
I can read.
Steelers are great. What are you talking about?
Your team sucks, but we're going to get to you momentarily. Go to Juan, 97.1. Juan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Happy New Year. That's the last guy said. But now I think this game is going to be tougher than what people think. And I got Lions like 31-17. I do got Lions to win. But the guy, Daniel's composure is, man, if you think about it, he reminds me of young Patrick Mahomes as far as composure. The play of the game last night, the end of the game, when Clancy got in there, a lot of NFL quarterbacks would have just fell to the ground, took the sack. Okay, yep. We got three. They got to come down and do. That was so amazing to me for him to just knock Clancy off with that left hand and just keep running. Because I know so many quarterbacks, when Clancy got in there, when they would have seen that big, almost 300-pound guy get in there, they would have automatically just dropped to the ground. So when I seen that composure, I said, if we win this game, Brian Branch, they'll have to use him in a lot of different packages, and our linebackers got work to do because that guy, man, his composure didn't – what scares me how nice the guy is. He helped people up. He's like Patrick Mahomes. He get hit, and he helps guy up, and I'm like, no, you don't supposed to do that. I'm like, that's the guy you'd be scared about. That guy like that, that guy eyes, I looked in his eyes, I said, oh, yeah, his composure is unchallenged. That young kid, man, we got to be aware. But I got Lions 31-17, guys.
I appreciate the phone call, Juan. Because, it's like this, Mike. What if I told you that you saw his composure, as Juan liked to say, years ago as a freshman on a fourth down play in Spartan Stadium?
It was 4th and 19. Get it right.
Still fourth down play?
Yeah, I know. And Mike Tressel had some god-awful slow linebacker spying him. I quit.
Look, was it Riley Bulla?
I don't care. Take all the Bullas. I don't care. I did last night. Can't see. Yeah. You know what he came up with? Towel. Mm-hmm. He thought he had him. Towel. That works in flag football.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if the game is going to be close or scary or anything, Rico's outlined the game. It is going to have to be a legendary once-a-decade performance by a mobile quarterback in a playoff game. Right. Kaepernick at Lambeau, Vic in Lambeau. It's got to be something of that nature. Otherwise, I think the Lions should be just fine.
And look, we got all week to break this down, but I do think as of now, the magical number is 50. You keep him under 50 yards rushing and all the double-digit discos that the Lions fans want to have, it'll work. That's the magical number. You got to keep him under 50 yards. That means he's relying on his arm. He's not leaving the pocket. And maybe you got a chance. And your blitzes are hitting home because he doesn't have a ton of rushing yards.
But do you like the Jared Goff chant? Bro, when you texted me saying you had full lines on that, I'm like, you know what? It's good I left town. Good heavens.
Because it symbolizes a city.
No, it doesn't. Let's go to Manny, 97.1. What's up, Manny?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. How are you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Good. What's going on, man?
Man, nothing. Just wanted to talk to you guys about this Lions-Commanders game. I do think that the Commanders are going to be a little bit tougher than a lot of people are thinking. We always struggle. The Lions always struggle with a running quarterback. It's always like that. It's always been like that. Even last year with Lamar Jackson, he ran all over us. During the playoffs, and even Josh Allen earlier this season. It's just, I don't know if it's our defensive scheme or it's just, I know that we're hurting on defense a little bit. We got Anzalone back, which is huge, and it's been helpful with that Minnesota win, but I don't think that it's a, I think Jaden Daniels is going to give us some problems. I do think the Lions will win, but I don't think we'll cover. I think it'll be a closer game than people think. It's once again, it's a playoff. Was it Dan Quinn goes for it a lot on fourth down as well?
Well, and look for the fans who are going to say it's Lions 50-3. Yeah, I mean, is there a pathway to blowing this team out? Sure, there is. I mean, if Washington decides we're going for it on fourth down and they go 1-for-5 on those and they pass up on points or they hand you the ball, of course,
up, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mike, is your phone good?
Yeah, my phone's good. I think we're good here in the studio, Manny. Mercy. David, a couple of ticket texts, and we're going to get to the wild card blitz. I've got something for you guys.
We have a response from Robin Brighton. He says, gents, flight is booked. Hotel room is reserved. Game tickets solidified. I can't wait to see my Irish in Atlanta. Revenge
Rob,
Monday.
Rob, do yourself a favor. I want you to go get that money from the bank, soak it in kerosene, and strike a match. Hopefully you get a good dinner.
Wow.
I mean, I love Rob. I picked Notre Dame 2 out of 3 games. But Rob is not being honest with himself.
No.
If he actually thinks they deserve to win that Penn State game. Now you're going to go against Ohio State. Please. You know what? I'll tell you what. If everybody blows out their ACL in unison in OSU secondary, maybe you got a shot. Come on, Rob.
Oh, you're right.
You're thinking with the wrong head, Rob.
No, it is.
You're like Kenny at the bar.
It's the Ohio State coach. It's the Ohio State. Which Ryan Day shows up? The Ryan Day with a good game plan who just says, I got NFL
All right,
talent.
There's Rob's path. Dr. Strange. Here's the, what is it? The one scenario?
Yes.
Rob's one scenario is it's Michigan Ryan Day.
Michigan Ryan Day. Yeah.
You don't get to say Texas. They covered.
No, I was going to say the first Oregon, Ryan Day.
Where Will Howard lost his mind.
It's just like, what are you doing?
Okay.
No.
Poor Rob.
You're better than this.
God, man, that's such an amount of money to light on fire.
The Michigan Ryan Day, there's a lot of pressure, and Ryan Day doesn't do well under pressure.
Pretty sure that Rico just called Ryan Day a cat enthusiast. I don't know, Kenny. We'll have to check the tape. Okay, so we've had 8 games, 5 days, all important. I've got what I deem to be the big issue coming out of each one, plus a bonus question. It is a wild card college football playoff thingy. Here are the rules. I'm going to ask a question or give you a statement. This is Jeopardy, baby, except we don't have buzzers. Whoever raises their hand like it's third grade, we're going to you first.
Okay.
Let's do it, David. Okay, let's start out. Penn State.
Me.
Notre Dame. Okay, that's good. I like that. Go ahead. What's the answer?
Nah.
Texas with a dollar sign.
James Franklin.
Drew Aller. Can we stop with people telling me he's an NFL quarterback? He's a first-round pick. I must be missing it. I think he blows. Drew Aller. Rico.
No, he is not an NFL quarterback, Mike. He is a guy who is a product of a system, and that system is the tight end and a running game, because when you can't throw the ball to your wide receivers, that's kind of in the quarterback's job when you get to the NFL.
Stinks.
You think NFL receivers are going to sit there and let that happen? Oh, my goodness. You think A.J. Brown's reading a book now?
He'd be hitting them with the book. Let's go to Kenny Cott. This one's up your wheelhouse there, brother. Carson Beck is set to make $4 million at Miami. I want to know, am I a boomer and out of touch? Will Levis was a second-round draft pick who makes $900,000 being an NFL quarterback. Carson Beck is getting almost 5 times that.
Kenny, he could be drafted into the NFL right now and make less money than he's about to make.
So
Am I
wrong to have a problem with that?
No, you're not. Well, you're not wrong to have a problem with that. I find that crazy. Miami, good luck to you.
Will it work at Miami?
No. It almost never does.
Okay.
Mm.
I want to go to Texas and Ohio State and have the Aller conversation with somebody else. Now, we talked punchable faces last week, and Quinn Ewers, man alive. What is Quinn Ewers' next move? I want to go around the room with this one, because I don't think it's staying at Texas. What's the move, Rico?
Transfer. Transfer to another team, possibly Ohio State, and going back to the Buckeyes.
Kenny.
Well, I see an article on ESPN that's talking about him being drafted, so I don't know.
Where? In Ottawa?
Exactly. That's my point is, all right, enter the draft and then do what? Who's going to pick you? Who actually thinks that you're a valuable commodity?
I think he's a day 3 pick. Am I being too hard on him?
I would call him a day 3 pick as well.
Day 3 pick. I think he goes back to college. I think he realizes I need another year.
Okay, David.
He should go back to college. There was a report before that game. That's why ESPN has it, that he was going to declare for the draft, but they lost. Yes, he's going back to Ohio State.
All right, let's go to the early game on Saturday. What do we do with Justin Herbert? You could say nothing. You could say I don't react to it, but that was egregious performance.
It was. He threw more interceptions in that one game than the entire season. He had 3 the entire season. I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to let Harbaugh work his magic for another year.
Kenny.
I'm going to also say nothing because I feel like that's an outlier performance, right? You don't want to see too many of those from him, but I also don't think that's who he is as a quarterback. I agree with Rico, Harbaugh magic.
Yeah, imagine if we saw Matthew Stafford's 5 interception game in a play. Oh, he stinks. See, I knew it.
I'm just saying, guy gets a lot of shine for never winning a GD thing. David?
Yeah, I put the Chargers and the Broncos in the same category when it comes to cap issues, and they have an offseason to get better behind their quarterbacks. That's
what
happens.
Two words for you. Here's what you do with Justin Herbert. T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They need a number one. I'm not blasting Ladd McConkey, but he can't be your number one. They don't have a running game. The issues are still there. Harbaugh did a wonderful job. But I think you start to realize how limited that offense is around Herbert.
And that's why I said I'm going to give Harbaugh another year because I think he sees what we see.
All right, hot take or just hot truth? Here we go. Mike Tomlin should be fired.
That's hot truth. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to filibuster here for a quick second. Because because here's the problem. We cannot continue to rely and say every year, well, he just makes the playoffs. And that's good. Every year he just makes the playoffs. At some point, you got to be better than that. You got to be more than that. You got to win the Super Bowl and be a threat to win the Super Bowl, and there's constant problems. The offense looks bad. Well, that's your offense. New offensive coordinator, doesn't matter. That's your offense. The defense, they even look bad towards the end of the year. T.J. Watt didn't even have a stat in this game. Yes, he should be fired.
And again, hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. He's lost six straight, and they're not winning a Super Bowl. Nah. I think they should part ways. Rico.
I think so as well. I told David this a long time ago, Mike, and I know you'll agree with this, but what the Steelers do in making that streak of making the playoffs and how it went from winning Super Bowls to making it's Tom Izzo in Michigan State. It went from national championship to Final Fours to keeping that streak alive. And, hey, can we make it out the first weekend? No, we can't. Hey, Pittsburgh, we made the streak alive. Can we make it out the first weekend? No, we can't.
Kenny.
No, David said something behind the glass here just a moment ago. He said it's like the Wings winning playoff streak. It's great. You're there.
It's boring.
But for what?
Yeah.
You're good for nothing.
Let's stay with Kenny for a moment. Biggest thing the Broncos must address this offseason.
Ooh. I would say some more weapons for Bo Nix. That would be my answer.
Okay. And you know what? I'll tell you who would look good in that offense. Go ahead and laugh. Ashton Jeanty.
Oh, yes.
That's the type of thing.
Same colors, too.
They need a hitter.
I didn't think Bo Nix looked all that bad. I know people.
No, they just couldn't get the football.
Right. People assign a lot of blame to Bo Nix, which I think is a mistake.
Well, if you can't get Jeanty, maybe you get Scattaboo.
No.
No. Wow, that's your boy.
He's a nice college player. All right.
Oh, wow.
Rico, what do we do with Jordan Love? Is he a franchise QB?
He is, Mike. He's a franchise QB. Now, here's the thing. Man, they took a lot of injuries on that offense. Like, he was missing. His wide receivers start falling left and right.
So did his linemen.
I do think he's a franchise QB, but he's going to be judged based off that he can't win playoff games, and that's going to hurt him. But, yes, he is a franchise QB.
Here's what I would say, too, uneven year injury-wise. Started the year hurt, blew out the MCL. Comes back, blows out his groin. Comes back, plays good football for 6 weeks, 9 touchdowns, no picks. Oh, wait, he can't feel his fingertips. He blows his elbow out. Yeah. I'll chalk it up. Next year's a bleeper get off the potty year. Let's go to David. Scale of 1 to 5, you're concerned with the Philadelphia Eagles passing game.
I'm going to go right in the middle at 3. Jalen Hurts didn't play for the last, it felt, 4 or 5 weeks. It felt like that. So I'm going to take a rust as a factor there for the passing
game. Kenny, scale 1 to 5, concern, Eagles passing game.
I'm with David. I'm about 2.5, 3-ish. Similar reasons.
Over to Rico.
I'm not that concerned at all.
All right.
I think
dismissive arrogance from the Rico Beard camp.
No, because they have the receivers. They have the quarterback. You just see they're out of sync. Let them get some time. They'll be okay.
I want to offer you an opinion, which is true or false, and then a caper. Are you ready?
Yes.
The opinion. Todd Bowles is actually a wax statue for Madame Tussauds in Vegas.
That's fact.
Okay. Now the caper. Why would I keep Todd Bowles when he's a nothing burger and everybody wants to interview the OC Liam Cohen, who Baker Mayfield has said I love? Here's an idea. Bowles into the pirate ship cannons. Whee! Liam Cohen's head coach.
Because Bowles is a lot like Mike Tomlin. He gets you far. He wins you enough games that you can't just justify firing him. Because it's not like you're the Patriots where you have this long history of Super Bowl titles. He's good enough.
Rico hates my caper. Kenny.
No, I'm all about your caper. I love it.
The pirate ship part or Liam Cohen?
Both. Why not both?
Done. Over to David.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is a defensive coordinator. He's really good at that.
Is he?
He cannot be a head coach.
Is he? Because I saw a rookie go orbital ram and go right down the field on his vaunted defense.
Well, there's an old defense, though, so.
Okay, here's the last part. Conspiracy theory or truth? Mike McCarthy's contract talks breaking down in Dallas was actually McCarthy breaking them down because he's going to take the Bears job. Think about it. If you want out, maybe ask Jerry for $20 million a year. Maybe he asked him for his bond yacht. Also, he could just get out of that hellhole and go to Chicago.
I'm going to say, Mike, I'm going to say that's a conspiracy theory.
Damn it.
No. Here's the thing. It makes sense, but when you look at the history of Dallas, what did they do last year? They didn't know if they wanted to pay their quarterback or not. Are we going to get a free agent? Yeah, we are, until free agency closed. And they were like, wait, It's closed. They're knocking on the door. It's closed. So this is how Dallas does things.
All right, Rico chalks it up to senile owner. Kenny.
I also chalk it up to senile owner. He puts the Jerry in geriatric. Come on, man.
All right, over to David.
It's three for three here. Yeah.
Damn it.
It's old, man. Jerry has no clue what he's doing.
I was so excited about my theory.
No, your theory makes sense until you look at everything that happened to them last offseason, and it's just par for the course now.
And that is football today.